I was at supposed to be speaking at a conference on Catalonia and independence and human rights, and come down a day early and was just basically chilling out, sightseeing. I came down to Las Ramblas about 1 o'clock, had gone down to the cathedral and then gone to the fruit market, just taken a photograph, had my phone in my hand, was about to send my mom a picture, was about to sit down at the spot where the van had come down, and then it was too crowded, so I decided to walk on. My son, who's 9, was desperate to come, but I'd never let him come. I remembered that he wanted a Barcelona football kit, so I decided I'll just walk on, it's too crowded here. And just as I did, 5 to 10 seconds later, I had this crashing noise, and at the very same time heard screaming, huge amount of screaming. I turned round and it felt like, it seemed like it was a avalanche, a human avalanche of people who were just running, screaming, sort of, I instinctively started to run, but then I stopped after about 5-10 seconds because I didn't know why we were running, and I wanted to see. I didn't know running towards danger or what was happening, so I stopped and was conscious very quickly of a man who had been running behind me, a Bengali man who was stopped to speak to his friend who was in tears. I spoke to him in Urdu, he understood some and spoke to me back, and then said that he'd seen the van plough into the crowd, 5 to 6 people dead. I looked beyond him and I could see what had been milling with thousands of people now was very clear, because everybody had run from that spot, and there was a van which is in the middle, and other vans, and it's just, it was horrific, because on my left hand side there was this woman who was screaming. She was hysterical. Young daughter was screaming mama at her, and I could tell that she was screaming for her children, because the police officers appeared very quickly with guns and telling us to move back, and then this woman was hysterical screaming, and the policeman put his arm around and took her away. We were then pushed back by police officers. I have to say the emergency services response was tremendous. They were on the scene within a space of 30 seconds. I saw police officers materialise. There was armed officers, there was plainclothes officers, there was at least 30 ambulances I counted in the space of about 15 minutes. I stopped counting then, fire brigades, hundreds of police officers swamped the area. They did a tremendous job of getting people to safety, pushing us back first, pushed back at least 6 times to eventually 600 metres down from Las Ramblas, and then it became very clear that there were people on the loose. The police were looking for them, and we were being pushed off into sections and bottlenecks in each street that you would go down. You would be pushed back again. My hotel was only probably about 5 minutes away from that place. My hotel was only 5 minutes away from the place, but it took something like 5 hours to get back to it last night. The place was in lockdown mode, streets were sectioned off, the police quite clearly were looking for individuals, searching from door to door, in Las Ramblas, restaurants and bars. You couldn't get into places. It was just a very difficult time. And then obviously, now know that 13 people are dead, over 100 people are injured, some of them very seriously injured. I have to say that when I went to Las Ramblas, it was for one reason alone, because it's a beautiful sight. Some people call it a tourist trap, but it is literally watching a sea of humanity. You saw people here from every walk of life, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, black, white, gay, straight, absolutely everything that these barbaric maniacs, psychopaths, whatever you want to call them, absolutely hate. The way they did this, it didn't differentiate on race, colour or creed. Everybody was under attack, and it's horrific. It's just horrific. But I'm here now, It's life seems to be returning very quickly. I'm surprised that, because PM tourists are back out, the police obviously a high presence here, Las Ramblas seems to be opened up, the market stores etc. are opening up again, film crews everywhere, and life seems to be returning back to a certain extent, if that's ever possible, but back to normality.